Without clothes, carries where the clothes get clean. Washing up the fabric in a shiny washing machine. VIP section, just a little touch of flair. For the finest threads, come and hang out here. So drop your laundry, let the suds roll free. A little fun on one special day, see.
Yeri's Double Wash, come spin, come shine. Fresh and clean clothes will be feeling just fine. Stepping to our world, we'll have some fun. I carry some wash, clean as the sun. Woo!
Oh, man.
Yes, everybody. Welcome to the Gary's Double Wash Christmas Spectacular. I'm your host, Eugene Washington, joined by my co-host here, Trey Todd. Ho, ho, ho. How you doing, Trey? Merry Christmas.
I'm in the holiday spirit. Phenomenal. Let's do some stuff. Let's make some.
You've been in the spirits all morning, buddy. I gave up the sauce about a year and a half ago, but Trey, you go ahead and partake. What are you sipping on this morning?
Whiskey. It's always whiskey.
A little Christmas coffee. Whiskey, baby. I'm so happy the holidays are here.
Oh, me too. You know why I'm happy the holidays are here? Because that means they'll be over soon.
And we're famous this year.
Yeah. I mean, we're up to like 109 people who know our names now.
Last Christmas, we didn't have a podcast.
Oh, no, it's pretty lame, really.
This community has grown and diversified. And we could only take time today, Christmas, the holiest of days, the day God chose to give his son to the world. We decided to take time out of that to join you, dear listener. So you're welcome.
That's right. And back on that God taking his child out of the world stuff, sin a lot. That's why he did it. Utilize it. Honor it. All right. Back
go
on
ahead
track.
And go ahead and sin.
Please, lots of them. Like, dirtier the better.
It's your day. Right. Enjoy it. In God's name.
Every sinner has a future. Every saint's got a past. Boom.
Now let's. Right. Now it's time to move on to the Christmas parade this year in Sudsville. I gotta say, 2 stars. 2 stars out of 10. Did not like it.
What was there not to like about it?
Those Girl Scouts are just awful.
Well, I mean, they were Girl Scouts.
Did they even practice?
They were Girl Scouts in 1996, your favorite year. I did that on purpose, trying to make you happy. I mean, they're old Woman Scouts now.
Okay, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Just trying to help
these
out.
Women. I was going to say, some of those Girl Scouts were selling a different kind of cookie.
Yeah.
And law enforcement in Sudstown, they're focused on the wrong thing. They're over here looking through our windows at the double wash. We see officer snooping around, and Gary's not going to have it. He's not going to be intimidated. But why don't you go ahead and over there and give him some of your biscuits on Christmas, Trey?
All right. That's why I want these assless chaps. Hold on. Let me get downstairs. This bathroom stall smells
still have
like
you still have the court chat. What a long year it's been. I forgot about Gary. Gary went to court in assless chaps this year. Trey, you got those. We're gonna autograph those off.
And I haven't taken them off since.
Well, you're gonna have to take them off because Trey, you're gonna have to take them off. We're gonna go ahead and offer those up for silent auction, and the charity benefit will be the Eugene Washington and Trey Todd Need a Few Dollars Fund.
And think about this for a second. Not only did Gary wear them, but I've worn them for about a week straight. So, I mean, they've got some real good, substance to them, if you know what I mean. It's worth a little extra. Merry Christmas.
And now it's time for me to reveal my Christmas present to you, Trey Todd.
Well, you shouldn't have. Look, legit,
you remember how I told you we were going to record an episode, then a Christmas episode?
Oh, yeah, I was excited about that.
Well, my gift to you is we're also going to record a third episode today, so you can be exposed to the comedic stylings of Eugene Washington this afternoon.
I got a thing.
Oh, there's no thing to it. And our gift to the listener, our gift to the listener is a boost of confidence, because just Last year, we were losers without a podcast.
That's right. We were just like
And
every one of you.
looking for the next opportunity, right? Thinking, when am I going to get called off the bench?
And bam, bam, look at us now. You could be this. You know, just
We're
sitting there right now, and you're on. Hold on, I got you. I got you. I got you. I've been practicing. I looked in my mirror this morning for this one. You're sitting right there. Let's think about it right now. You're sitting in your living room, right? Wearing tighty whities, probably eating Cheetos. You can see every place you scratched all day. It's gross. You could be doing that with a headset, talking to
And
people.
you could look, you could be saying, right now I have zero listeners. These guys have 110.
Well, I'm
It's
sure
not
it's growing by
impossible.
then. I mean, that was you just looked. You looked a little bit. It keeps growing, dude. We're fast. We're exploding. We're like an overgrown pimple. We're
And
exploding all over
we
the place.
want to take the lessons that we've learned, and we want to give
Hard-earned lesson.
our gift of knowledge and our
Yes.
production company, the Audio Amigos, want to help you start your own podcast.
Think about this. Think about what you're getting to. We've got three episodes. That's three times the experience you have already. We're gonna help you out.
Plus research and
Well,
experiment.
that was actually, I was gonna say that was college, but I'm still experimenting. I get it. It's cool. But yes, and you can have it all. You can have it all. Since podcasting, right? Everything in my life's changed.
We helped a guy start a podcast where he wrote a letter to prisoners every week until
Yeah,
one responded.
that was good too. I like that. That was pretty
It
fun.
was good. He finally got a response.
Right, 10 episodes. He got 10 episodes.
The guy, he's dead now.
Well,
But
don't meet up with the. See, so there's a disclaimer we're gonna put out there. You don't meet up with the
never
prisoner.
meet up with a prisoner.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That was such a great episode. That was a perfect podcast, and it
Yeah,
cannot be released.
dude, I feel bad. I dropped him off there. That was a bad call.
Trey.
Eugene,
Remember what your lawyer
Eugene,
said.
Eugene. Oh yeah, no, seriously.
Remember what your lawyer
I
said.
can't
You
believe I
can't.
allegedly dropped him off there while I was home
I think we should
masturbating to
move
my crying picture of Britney Spears.
This is the
Britney,
Christmas
Britney,
episode.
I need an alibi, Britney. Get at me, get at
This
me.
is the Christmas special.
Right,
And
Merry Christmas.
I wonder if Brittany was the, I think Brittany was the listener in Kansas.
She,
Episode
good.
three was titled Brittany, is this you?
Because
No,
she
this is
knows
me.
where I was.
These episodes are about. But
What?
what you should be about is you should be about your future. You do want a future, don't you?
Because right now, yours is
Could be
pretty grim
comedy.
and bleak. It is. I mean,
Your
look
future
around.
could be
Again,
in comedy.
in your tighty whities, eating Cheetos. Who does that? It's gross.
How many listeners do you want on your podcast?
Aim big. Look for like 60 or 70. I mean, it'll be hard
Ray
to
Todd,
achieve
tell the
this
listeners what they
status.
can do for us to help them.
What you can do for us to do for yourself. That's what the real question is. What can I do for me, do for you, to get me done the way I want you to do me? Okay? And here's what we can do for you. Right? We can give you this expertise. Listen, I can tell you, see, here's this cool voice. See, I brought it up when it was time to bring it up, you know what I mean? To put it in. I can teach you how to do that. It's a known art,
Know you
okay?
want a podcast.
Bam. Listen how cool we sound. Make your cool voice, Eugene. Listen, this is Trey Todd on the podcast. Eugene on.
Eugene Washington, and I'm the owner of a production company, and I'm going to give you a podcast.
And then you go, bam, co-owners.
We
Dude, I
also
don't
need a
want to get up there.
producer. Wait till we have a producer.
Oh,
Then what are
man.
they going to do?
Oh man, no, then we're gonna raise the price. So you better get in early.
This is a Christmas special.
Doesn't get much
So
more special than this.
today we're offering you to join us with your podcast on a 70-30 split
That's right.
Christmas special.
That's right. That's right.
Tell them how it's
70.
going to work, Trey.
He's gonna get 70%. I'm gonna get 30%, and we're gonna trickle some down to you like little pennies of rain. And I'm going to take you under my wing, my chicken wing,
So
my
our
chicken wing with fingers. And we're going to show
Trey,
you
the
some
way this
stuff.
Trey, I told you the way this works is our company is the Audio Amigos. We split that 50-50.
Right.
So if somebody takes a podcast, we, the Audio Amigos, are going to own 70% of that, and they're going to own 30%. So right now, you can start a podcast
So right now you
with
can have
the
30%
number
of
one.
50%.
Yeah, but it's with the number
Two
one.
times.
The number one podcast production company
For
for
laundromats.
podcasts in laundromats in the world.
Right, but stipulation, your
Nobody else can
podcast
say that.
cannot be another laundromat. We're not helping out other laundromats.
We're venturing out. We're not afraid like you little sissy.
Sissy girl boy.
You're afraid to start a podcast?
You little Taiwanese girl boy, boy, girl, boy, girl, girl, boy.
You got an idea for a show? You think
You
this
think
is easy?
I'm sitting here in my pajamas right now, just talking?
You think I'm smoking weed, getting high, cracking jokes
You
on a
think I'm
Christmas
about
special?
ready to smoke some weed too? Because I didn't know we were doing that right now, because I wasn't told, and get some high stuff on my head to be doing the stuff we do high. You think I'm doing that? Because you'd be right.
This is a
What?
lifetime of hard work and dedication.
Okay, we gotta stop. We
I
gotta stop.
built this
No,
thing.
we gotta stop. Hold on. You ruin the energy because once in a while it sounds like you're eating your microphone and then you pull it out of your throat real quick and the words come out. I'm not sure why it does that.
You
You
can
ruined it.
never take it out of your throat, Trey,
Oh, man.
because this is a Christmas special.
That's fair. And you could be us putting stuff down your throat. Wait, that didn't work.
Words in your mouth.
Come out
To
your
the
throat.
heart.
Yeah.
70-30. That's
7:30.
just today. That's just a Christmas special. Trey, there was a was there ever a point in time where you didn't think you can do this? You didn't ever think that you'd be one of the most famous podcasters in the world?
What's this, December 22nd?
I never had a doubt. It,
I
do,
mean,
why doubt yourself?
oh,
Trey, I need your
I
thumbs
didn't
for
doubt
this.
myself at all. I doubted you.
Trey, what is your message to the person out there that's sitting around saying, "I have an idea for a podcast"? To tell them how we can help them. Tell them how what you can do to make their dreams come true.
Well, first off, you're probably pretty stupid, so you don't want to do this by yourself. Okay, and you don't have a voice like this, like this.
And we're pretty stupid too.
Well, I mean,
So together we can be less dumb. We would be
yeah,
more
but see,
intelligent. We.
they're both at
So
once. Hold
you
on,
triple
I'm
the stupid,
giving
and if you triple the intelligence, you also triple the stupidity.
which is the gold. But listen, they're pretty stupid is one word. I'm pretty, you're stupid. It's different. We kind of come together, become that. They're already that. So that's what you got. You got that already.
They
You
got to
got
be
that.
dumber than us. But I feel
I
like
mean,
if we
I feel
just
like
look for
everybody
people,
is.
they got
Listen,
to be.
here's what I want you to do, listener. Here's what I
Do
want
you
you to do
think the
right now. No, hold
70-30
on. Hold
split
on.
is fair?
Oh, absolutely. I think they're getting too much.
We
But
have
listen,
the production company.
this one's to the listener. This one's to the listener. Listener, I want you right now. Here's what I want you to do. You're sitting there wondering. You're already like, can I be this? Can I do this? Yes, you can. I want you to slap yourself a little man girl parts real quick, too. Give a good one, too. Not a little soft slap. And give it like that, like that, like a man, like that. Go look in the mirror and say, I too could be almost as good as Audio Amigos Productions. I could be a part of this. I could be an amigo. We got hats.
You can't. No, you can't. There's
Oh,
only two amigos.
no,
You
yeah,
can
you.
be.
I could be. I want to be amigo. We're gonna make little T-shirts. A
We're
Wego.
gonna
It's a
have
Wego. It's like a little small ego.
branding
I
opportunities.
just
We're gonna
branded it. They're
have
Wegos. I branded it, bro, right there in front of everybody. Just fucking.
we're gonna be launching you can get it on the ground floor. And right now, if you do it with Bitcoin, you're gonna get a discount. We're gonna have laundromats. Gary's Double Wash is gonna be franchised. It's gonna overtake the country. You could be ready. You could be part of this now.
Listen, you could stay be in Sudsville or you could stay in Dudsville.
Let's tell you about our town of Sudsville. I love this place.
It's okay. It's okay. With a population of
It's
seven,
getting better. It's
it's
getting better
tough.
Every day.
Tough.
How do you feel? I feel
Community,
better
it's
about
getting
Sudsville
better.
now than I did when we first got here.
Well, yeah. It was, you know. It's becoming something. It is becoming something. I can see that. I do.
I'm proud
Like,
of
what
this
makes it a
town.
Ville? What makes it a Ville? Like, what? How do you just be like, hey, you know what? This is a Ville.
You know what? It's a feeling, right? You know when you're in a Ville.
I got a feeling. It's
It's
Christmas.
gotta
I'm in
be
the
like
singing
a,
mood.
is it like a petite village?
Petite village. Ooh, nice. I like how you toss petite in there to make it sound a little classier too. Just
I'm
says
a
it's
big fan
small.
of petite. I'm a big fan of
Oh
petite.
man, me too. And other sizes, lots of different sizes. I'm just a fan.
Petite my meat. That's
You
what
had
the wit ladies say. And I'm
you're
happy to oblige.
with the wrong ladies. You're probably a little man boy. Did they just want to
This
do it
is
through the back
a
door? It's a Christmas
Christmas
special.
special meant to inspire you.
And you could be this too. You could be sitting here with one of your best friends talking about meat. You could do that.
With the guidance of the Audio
Yeah,
Amigos.
we're going to teach you proper meat etiquette, obviously. You can't just toss it out there. Well, unless you're me and you're at the bar. But I mean, you get in trouble for that too these days. So you got to be careful. We're going to walk through all the mistakes we've made, which will take a while. So sit down, strap in. And we're going to make sure you don't make these same mistakes. If you do, you at least make them better. Right?
Mistake number one is being overprepared.
Yeah, we don't prepare for shit. Didn't even get
I
dressed.
do prepare. I prepare. So what I do is I carefully consider all things, and then I decide, hey, I can do this, and you can do this too.
And me, I'm more of a caution to the wind kind of, hey, let's do it. Let's do it. It's like, it's not, it's when you do it, you don't think, hey, let's try it, right? Let's maybe get it. Let's do it. Do it.
Now we're famous,
Right.
and so can you.
Hey, why don't you check and see if we're more famous than we were a few minutes ago? I'm just curious because I feel it growing. Like I just felt something. I'm not sure if it was gas or a new listener.
You're not going to feel anything growing today because nudity is not allowed on Christmas at Gary's Double Wash until after 9 p.m.
I feel like that's just a guideline. Anyways. Moving on. Right, moving on to your future
We do need
listener,
to
to your
mention
future.
we do need to mention the hors d'oeuvres that are put out in the entry lobby are not to be used by the patrons using the third floor general wash deck. That is not different this year than it is from any other year. And I don't understand
Well,
why they think that they are for them.
Because it is different this year. Last year, those vending machines that we took those snacks out of were up top for the third floor people. So it is exactly the opposite. It's different this year. They're not for them anymore.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the vending machines have been removed. Yeah, you can't have them.
Right.
That's what
So
I thought there was a puppy in there that was crying.
no, that was that little kid. I
There
felt kind of bad.
he's crying. Well, he would only eat chicken fingers, so I
Well,
mean,
and that's why I
you get
sprayed
what
him
you
with a
get.
hose. I don't know why his
You
mother got so
won't
mad at
get.
me. He ain't getting a damn chicken
How
finger.
are you spelling? How are you spelling hose?
Hose. Oh, loosely.
What did you spell? Speaking of that, also
Merry Christmas.
a reminder, the third floor bathroom is off limits while we're recording our podcast.
And listen. Listen, I'm not even off limits. While if you're the mofo, the pooper trader who keeps leaving that log in my stall, listen, this stall is very clearly marked, has the star on it. It says Trey Todd. That's for production only, not production of your feces, production of the show. Keep coming in that thing not flushed. I'm getting so tired of this.
It's like we're trying to have a happy time. We're trying to reach out to people for Christmas special. And we have to remind you, people on the third floor, that the hors d'oeuvres are not for you. The
The
bathroom
toilets are
is
for
closed.
flushing. They're
The
not yours,
bathroom
yeah.
is closed. The bathroom is closed, and the vending machines have been removed.
And you know what? I'm painting the windows too. I see you looking out at the other people. You're creeping the people out as they walk in. The VIPs don't want to see you staring at them. It's time to stop.
Well, that's. They're not staring at them out the windows. The heat is broken, and
Yeah, well, I mean, they want everything up there. Heat
the well
rises.
the
Yeah, you're right above the dryer section. You should be warm enough.
yeah. So they are relying on the heat from the pipes from the VIP section, and those are. But the problem is those are gold pipes. Those pipes are gold, so. I don't know if gold really conducts heat that much. They're constantly have to change it out because it's getting warped and tarnished.
I'm
So
pretty
the
sure
note,
it does.
the construction crew is going to work through Christmas to replace those gold pipes.
So gold is
So
a very soft metal.
the chairs have been removed for Christmas to make room for the construction crew.
You take such a weird joy in this stuff. But yes, gold does conduct heat.
Merry
But it
Christmas.
melts.
Yeah.
That's why they have to keep
So
replacing that crap. I tried to tell Gary, use it, don't use it for the heat because gold gets hot and it melts.
I don't feel like going up there to do my comedy for them because they're complaining. Like there's a construction crew up there. There's, no bathroom. I'm not gonna go stand up there and do comedy for those
Well, why
people.
would you? Why would you? They're in grates anyways. Oh, we get an economy
Merry
section
Christmas,
for the
everybody.
Merry Christmas.
If you wanna join us, send an email to Gary S. Doublewash@gmail.com.
Yes, that's
We're
right.
offering
Gary S.
70/30
Double. No,
split.
I got this. Gary S. Doublewash@gmail.com, where we give you the whole seat, but you only need the edge. Edge. Edge.
What if that phrase is trademarked?
Well, that sucks if it is.
I can't stand when people tell the same joke for like 30 or 40 years. And someone comes up to you and he's like, "When did the chicken cross the road? Do you get to the other side?" And you have to act like, "Oh, I haven't heard this joke 400,000 times."
I got a twist on that one. Why did that baby cross the road?
What's that?
Why did that baby cross the road?
This is a Christmas special.
It was stapled to the back of the chicken. Merry Christmas.
Is he gonna give us money for that?
I mean, that was fucking worth $1 million. Anyways.
You're gonna have a hard time getting out of the bathroom after this episode.
Why did you
Welcome
tape
in.
did you tape the door shut
That's
again?
gonna be, you know what? Gary, I just got an email. I just got an email from Gary. He said that's gonna give you another 24 hours on the snack stand. So after you leave that bathroom, straight to the VIP lounge.
No. No, I can't. I got anal glaucoma. I can't take the rest of the day off because I can't see myself doing that crap today.
You know what Gary has on you, don't you? So, Merry Christmas, Trey. You're gonna love it in there.
No, I'm borderline ready to just turn myself in for that crap.
So what happened in the double wash?
What doesn't happen in the double wash? So my favorite part so far, Gary's actually come up with this idea. We're talking about it, right? We're gonna have dance classes in the double wash. So you can come in, do your laundry, get dance classes. We're gonna have,
You're revealing that early.
yeah, well, I'm excited. I'm excited. So we're gonna have strippers come in to teach you their routines.
There's
So like
gonna
Def
be
Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me,
well, they are
and
gonna
all the
have they're
top.
they're gonna have they're gonna have to audition.
Yes, they are. That's at my place. If you want to
And
audition
if
for
you
the
would like
topless
to
dance off
audition,
and the pantsless
if you'd
dance off,
like
just use me,
to
please.
arrange an audition, you can send us an email of your picture
If you want to.
at Gary S. Doublewash. gmail.com.
Caratrade.
You
Hashtag
can also
Give Me Trey.
donate to the Double Wash at hashtag Double Wash.
Hashtag Double Wash.
$0 so far raised.
That's right, but we're almost there. And you listener, could have 3 episodes of $0 too, by paying us to teach you how to be so successful.
But we're not just going to give a podcast to anybody. All right. We have a brand. We have something to uphold. So we're going to chart. Last time we did this call to arms, we had 7,000 emails. All
Seven
right. Most
thousand.
it, all from Princes in Africa wanting to start a podcast. But this podcast is going to be for a serious listener.
Yeah,
So
Princess
for a
Mom.
$50 application fee, we'll review it. Trey Todd, Eugene Washington, we'll run it up the pipe to some big time comedians. I met Dave Chappelle once, so I'm gonna have a great sense of what's funny. And Trey, you add value.
I mean, yeah, they know that. I pretty much feel like that's why they're coming back.
And if some people, and we understand that $50 could be a lot for some people. So Trey, is there anything they can do to could you help them out on that fee?
Well, I
Because
mean,
you're gonna be the one reviewing these in the snack bar.
so here's what we're gonna do. Here's what we're gonna do. $50 fee. I mean, dudes, you're paying $50. Okay, dudes, get used to it. You're the working class, right? Blue collar that crap. Go out there and make me $50. Ladies, we do
You
have a
have to be
discount
funny as
process.
you gotta be really funny.
Oh, funny, funny stuff. Ladies, we have a discount process. It's all through application. The application does involve a picture. The picture must be from the toes to the head, right?
Oh,
Fully, fully.
toes?
But yeah, I want to see it
No.
all. I want to see it all.
No,
Fully,
I don't want
fully clothed in bikinis or underwear. Fully
No,
clothed, though.
keep
We're
the
gonna be
toes
classy
out of
about
it.
it.
I don't want to see your toes. Don't send the toes.
I'll send the toes.
Ugh.
He doesn't have to look. I mean, it's an option. If he looks, he secretly wanted to see the toes. He just wanted to pretend like, oh, I protest, right? So, anyways, send the picture. I do a sliding scale. The price can be anywhere from $50 to $25, depending on quality. Again, that goes to Gary S. Double Wash dot at gmail.com, care of Trey Todd. And I want a little in the header there for the subject. You can just put, my nasty pictures with the toes.
All right, in topics that we can't talk about, car washes, self-cleaning underwear,
Masturbation, unfortunately.
masturbation.
Ooh, that one.
Speaking of self-cleaning underwear, Gary did the right thing. He sent a bouquet over to Larry today, his brother-in-law. And honor of doing the right thing on Christmas. Thank you, Gary. Shout out to Gary.
Can I tell you a secret?
Larry claims to have invented the self-washing underpant, and we're going to try to bring that to market for you. We're going to release self-washing underpant with a huge asterisk because we don't know if it really works.
Well,
But
it
we are
does.
going
It
to we're
does.
going to release that. What's
We're
that?
not going to use Larry's brand though, because I don't like Larry. So we're gonna use, it's Trey and Eugene, two jeans. Self-washing underwear. Will you buy the underwear and you wash them yourself?
No,
Self-washing.
these underwear are self-washing. They
Yeah.
Larry's done research. They clean themselves 100% clean, 100% of the time. You bust a nut, clean. Christmas special.
Well, sometimes you want to walk in the nut, though, don't you?
No.
Okay, me
Why
either,
would
then.
you ever? What?
Right, yeah, that's crazy. People are
This is
weird.
a Christmas special. That's disgusting. That's
I
for
can't. Yeah, I
disgusting
know, man.
pigs.
I know. I can't believe that either. That guy was weird. I'm glad he's not staying on the show. Get out of here, dude.
Nobody's gonna donate to that. Nobody's gonna
Come
give
on.
money for that. You want to stay in that bathroom, the third floor, with those losers?
I mean, it's kind of becoming. I've been decorating a little bit. Getting a little more comfortable here. I think we're just gonna kick them all out. They just don't need a bathroom, really. My rent's getting a little high, so.
For Christmas, we want sound effects. We're going to get a soundboard, and that's going to cost like $150. So, somebody please give us $150.
Or if you don't, here's what you get. Pew, pew, pew.
No, what I want to do is I want to be like, I want to say, do a curse and then beep before it, but let the curse
Let's
play.
practice. Let's
So,
practice that. Let's practice
what
that.
you're going to
Get
do is,
ready. Get ready to
as I'm going to
curse.
say, I'm about to say, I don't give an F. And when I say give, you're gonna do the beep, and then I'm gonna say the F, right?
Okay, go.
Like, I don't give
Beep.
a fuck. It's the Christmas special.
Oh, we got this.
Merry Christmas.
Beep.
I don't know if that's trademarked. Do you think we've unknowingly been using copyrighted terminologies?
I mean, that would involve caring. Do
Is
you?
Chris? Oh no, we care very much. We're totally
So listen,
compliant.
we can get back on track. I feel like we fully sold these people. We have 9 minutes and 45 seconds to do so.
No, we have all the time in the world because we've decided that we're producers of a podcast. This is a real thing. This
Right.
actually exists.
And I
We
get that.
We want to take the moment to wish ourselves a Merry Christmas and congratulate ourselves, because this is an accomplishment, and you can have this too. We're releasing a Christmas special right now, Trey Todd. That's awesome.
I know. I'm so pumped about that. And you, see, I used my voice again. You see how I did that? You could be the leader of your own Christmas special.
So we do want you to reach out to us if you want to start a podcast.
Oh yeah, definitely. And ladies, reach a little longer than the guys. Like,
You don't have to reach very long for mine because mine is giant.
know what they say about people who say that shit, right?
I just love it.
It's
I
like
love it. It's just so funny.
it's like getting a really fancy car.
It's just funny to me. Yeah, it's just funny to just say it because it's so ridiculous.
So anyways, you could be talking
Ridiculously
about
big.
your penis size on your podcast. All you have to do is email Gary S. Doublewash at gmail.com, hashtag Audio Amigos Podcast, and we will bring this experience to you.
You also need to listen to the first three episodes in the Christmas special
And like and subscribe.
and edit
We
it.
don't have
We
that
want to
option.
see your production skills. We want to see your editing skills because, we're not just gonna, we need you to put in a little sweat equity as well.
Right. We know what we bring to the table. We need to see what you got going on.
What's your favorite Christmas story? Tale of you or memory, Christmas memory? If you want, like, I can tell mine.
Yeah, tell yours.
I drank three bottles of Jack Daniels and I slept under a palm tree in my grandparents' yard, and my grandpa was proud of me because I was a soldier and they didn't find me. He came out and he said, "He's a soldier, you ain't gonna find him." And I woke up 3 hours later, walked back in, and
Nobody
pretended
found
like I
you.
didn't sleep underneath the palm tree, but everybody knew, and I was proud of myself.
I'm proud of you for that story. The story
And
rustled me some
I
pride.
miss my grandpa. And I hope you're proud of this, Grandpa.
R.I.P. Gramps.
Merry Christmas.
My favorite Christmas story. Sadly enough, I don't have one.
Whoa, an elf.
I
I
like the
mean,
movie
elf. I want to
Christmas
change
Story.
mine. I elf. I like elf.
The movie Christmas Story.
I think I saw Will Ferrell walking down the street one day.
Really? Was it like
And
the
then
Will
I was
Ferrell, or
like,
was it some
hey,
Trailer
man.
Park Will Ferrell?
Hey, that was Will Ferrell. More cowbell. Merry Christmas to the skit. More cowbell. I love that
That I'm
skit.
pretty sure is copyrighted.
But I can. Oh, just the words? I don't know, because I have a poster that's
I have a
definitely not.
t-shirt that says it.
Yeah, how come some stuff like you can just do, but you can't say, like, everybody has to say the big game? It's like, why is everybody so afraid of the NFL? Why do I have to say
Whoa,
the big game?
dude.
I can
All right.
say the NFL,
So
but I
rest in
can't
peace.
say the big game.
Yep,
I
I
can't
get
say
it.
the name of the big game.
It's
It's so
like
dumb.
the pooper swole. But different.
The big game. I had an idea for an NFL
You
league
know
or
what?
a football
Let's
league.
really screw them. Let's copyright the phrase the big game. And now you can't say shit about it. Now you can't even talk about it because we took everything away. I'm looking into it.
Oh, the big game podcast. Start the big game podcast.
Yeah, and it won't have anything to do with football at all.
What are we gonna talk about with that?
Something we'll talk about
Sports is
football, but
being ruined.
we'll talk
Sports
about
is being ruined by gambling.
the other type of football. It'll be soccer. We'll really mess with people. I hate that they call it football, even though theirs was there first. Teddy Roosevelt, I think it was Teddy Roosevelt, really changed the game of football. It's crazy. Pretty sure it was Roosevelt. Maybe not. Maybe it was. Oh man, email Gary S. Doublewash at com. Who was it? One of the presidents revolutionized it. I thought it was Roosevelt, but now I'm thinking it might have been Kennedy. Oh man, it's that
No,
we that.
I think it was Roosevelt. He was a big
I mean,
football
about
fan.
90% sure. 90% sure he revolutionized it, like, because it used to be so rough and tumble, people get messed up, and it just wasn't a sport that people really could get into. You know what I mean? He came in
Well,
and kind of
they had those leather
roughened it up.
helmets.
Yeah, well, I mean, before that, they had crap. Well, it was bad. The people getting messed up. And he came in a revolution, made like more rules. Like it was less of an aggressive. You know, football is like to resemble an army tax, right? That's what that is. Different ways to come in and get through their defenses. You know what I mean? It's like it's a military strategy game, if you really look at
But
it.
it's, I don't know. I think the helmets make the game more dangerous.
Sometimes I swear,
Because
you put the words "I
you're going
think"
to
in there, but I don't
protect,
think you do.
you're naturally going to protect your head because you don't want to fucking kill yourself. Oh, Jesus. I just did it on the Christmas special.
I did a couple times. You just didn't catch me.
The F word?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
How many F words do we have on this
I got.
fucking Christmas special?
Oh, that makes fucking four. Nope, five.
God fucking damn it.
You know what?
I
Merry
mean,
fucking Christmas.
I
You
don't know where that is. Oh my God. Suck my balls. Let's end this
know
damn show. Merry Christmas.
yeah.
Gary's Double
Well.
Watch. Send us an email. We're professionals and we can help you too. Merry Christmas. End the show.
And you could have your own podcast just like ours. Merry Christmas
Seven,
from Gary
70 to
S.
30.
Double Wash.
Fuck.
Bye.
Beep.